Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Freddie Spencer coming to you after the 2018 MotoGP race in Thailand, Thailand Grand Prix. Now, a couple of interesting things. One is that this is the very first Thai Grand Prix. Now, the riders did come here early in the year and do a test, so it wasn't the first time they have seen the track, but it certainly is the first time they had raced on it. And it was going to be interesting. Thailand is an amazing emerging market along with all of Asia, and there's so much interest in Grand Prix racing that the manufacturers are thrilled to not only go there, but of course they certainly want to do well. The other interesting thing is as you can imagine, a track I've never raced on. So I don't have any stories about going to Thailand or that racetrack. So I'm going to tell you just briefly a little bit about where I am and how I got here this weekend. Now, as you probably tell from the video, that this is not where I normally do the broadcast from. No picture in the background. You'll probably never guess where I am, but I'm going to tell you. I'm in Greece, actually right outside Athens. I'm here doing a kind of a classic track day event with some other legends you probably heard of, Giacomo Agostini, Marco Lucanelli, and myself. And how we got here is on a boat from Italy, rode a ferry, kind of a cruise boat, put all the bikes and stuff on it, very cool. But it took about 25 hours to get here, but we shared a lot of stories and dinner together, and so I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting outside here after we get done with this broadcast and enjoy the beautiful day. So let's move forward, though, and let's talk about the race weekend. This weekend was certainly one that we thought we'd see a continuation of the Dovi, Mark, and Jorge show, Jorge Lorenzo show. But after Jorge's crash the last race in turn one, he talked about that, and in fact, he mentioned that he blamed Mark for it. He said that Mark knew what he did, and I talked about that in the last race, but everything seemed to work out okay. In fact, Jorge talked about this weekend that he kind of thanked Mark for not putting the squash in him being able to go to Honda for next year. So they seem to be, everything is back. Okay, but Jorge didn't make it through practice. In fact, he had a crash, I believe, in the second session, but he had a right-hander first lap or so, rear end came around, high-sided him on corner entry, not on corner exit under acceleration, but on corner entry, and they suspect that it was an electronic issue, probably under engine braking, who knows. The tires require a lot of heat to maintain grip, and it can be a cold tire slide, possibly with a malfunction of some type of the electronics, the corner entry engine brake electronics. But the way abruptly it came around on him so quickly, it does seem to be reminiscent of what you would see in a cold tire slide. But he went down, unfortunately, hurt his wrist, and seemed to re-injure the same foot that he injured in the crash the race before. So he was out for the weekend. So it was certainly probably end up going to be a Dovi and Mark show as we've seen before. Now, everyone else was under pressure to try to step up their game. Certainly, we have talked a lot about the issues with the Yamaha leading into the weekend. Every weekend, in fact, and the uncertainty of where they're going to be and how competitive they're going to be. And we talked about the issues in the last race, and I talked about self-fulfilling prophecy, just mindset and low expectations certainly don't help to get the most out of this situation, even if you can be close. So leading in this weekend, they talked about how things didn't go very well at the test when they came here before to Thailand to get familiar with the racetrack. So again, expectations were low, but they seemed to go pretty quick right off the bat. Valentino mentioned the fact that he thinks, for him, that the Michelin did bring a new specification tire, a little stronger carcass. I have found that a lot of times a stronger carcass, if it does help grip, how it seems to help grip is stability, is less movement, which causes less brake and traction. It makes the bike more stable in acceleration, and so less movement, better drive grip can be certainly one of the factors that helped them. The other is Maverick Grinales did talk about the fact that he went a different way on the setup. And Valentino mentioned afterwards that Maverick went that way, and Maverick, when he did pass Valentino, you remember in the last few laps, and was able to close the gap then down on Mark and Dovey to kind of be there at the end, only 0.2 at the end, that maybe that setup, it certainly was better on acceleration and drive grip. Now, his bike certainly looked good. And if he believes it, and I believe this as a continuation of what I said after last race, that, you know, believing it up here, having that strong mind and belief that it's better, will put you in a better position to be able to have a better result at the end. Not have a bad lap or two or a bad beginning, but have a consistently better performance over the distance of the race, puts the bike and you in the better position at the end to be able to utilize that effort and to make use of it. So hopefully it's the beginning. I know that everybody is saying, the riders were saying afterwards, that, you know, you can't get your hopes up, and they certainly don't want Yamaha to think that everything is fixed. But you got to begin somewhere, and hopefully this last weekend will be, because it was exciting to see Maverick there, because you know that if anyone can maybe put a pass, put a move, and do some, Maverick's Vinales certainly can get that job done in that top two or three elite riders. And so let's keep our fingers crossed and see what happens in Japan, a track that I think the Yamaha has done well on certainly in the past. A couple of other riders before we talk about Mark and Dovey. Cal Crutchlow. Cal talked about that normally he gets stronger at the end because he saves the tire. He tried to save the tire, he said, this time by taking it off the edge. He said he was picking it up more under acceleration, which is something that would make sense. And I know we do it on 500s, and they certainly do it on the bikes today, to be able to save that edge of the tire so you can get that initial throttle picked up before you go to full throttle like you do on modern bikes with electronics sooner. But even in years past, it was always that initial edge grip, or saving that edge grip, certainly helped in not only bike changing direction, but being able to pick it up, pick the throttle up, and get it moving, or continue to have it moving, so that once the power comes in, you're driving sooner, grip is better when you got the bike's moving, and so forth. But it didn't work for him. He said that you'd tire up, and that's what cost him a chance at the end of the race, and he faded. And for him, that was an issue because of Petrucci and certainly Johan Zarco, who got around him at the very end to get his great position. You know, he finished in fifth. So that was costly for Cal, and I'm sure it'd be interesting to see what he does in the next few races. Johan Zarco, what a great ride for him. I thought when he ran wide in turn one with about halfway in the race, and they got that little gap, that maybe he was going to be in trouble. But he was able to get back up, get by Rins. He got by Crutchlow, and he finished in fifth position. And like he said afterwards, that was one of the best rides for him. And certainly it had to make KTM happy to see him running back up here, knowing that he's going to be on their bike next year. So he needs to get his confidence and you know, that confidence and belief that you can get up there and run there and continue to push the entire race all the way to the end is key to being able to have a strong finish. So he certainly showed that. Valentino Rossi was right there. As we said, he qualified in second. It was that great qualifying run of Mark Marquez to get through Q1 and then set actually a quicker time to get out of Q1 than he did in Q2 to get the pole position. His Q1 lap is technically the fastest lap ever run in the pole, you know, fastest certainly pole time. But his Q2 is position is obviously what got him pole position in qualifying two. But Valentino was right there. You know, he continues to keep doing that, and it's great to see. Now, I know he wanted to turn that into at least a podium place in the race, but he wasn't quite there. And we saw that with Maverick, who was able to, once Valentino lost that gap to the front, and as Valentino talked about, the pace that these guys run in the very front and the beginning of the race is not that fast. And then they'll push for a few laps in the middle to try to break away, and that's what Dovi and Mark were able to do. You know, Dovi's trying to break away from Mark too, but at least try to break the gap, because there was 11 riders, I counted at one point, basically almost to halfway in the race, that you could see on that front straightaway just a few seconds apart. So that pace is what is allowing that. It's not the total speed of the riders, you know, that everybody is fast enough to run up front, but they're certainly able to, that pace is keeping them more bunched together. And once Dovi picked up the pace, and Mark did, as they got close to the end, four or five laps, Valentino wasn't able to run with him, but Maverick was, and he got by Valentino, and then looked like we're going to have three riders there at the end. Now, as everyone suspected, was Dovi going to do what he had done three other times when they were battling with Mark? This would be race number four of that battle, just the two of them together. And was it going to come down to a last corner pass with Mark having made the, you know, gotten by Dovi a few laps ago, which he did, but Dovi would came right back and made a pass, and then Mark tried it again, and Dovi got right back by him again. And so it looked like that Dovi was going to have a control all the way to the end. Went into the last corner, Mark was leading, and Dovi tried to get up the inside of him, run wide, and Mark cut under him and beat him to the finish line. And that's the only thing about tracks like that. Certainly that is interesting, but I really don't like to see the finish line, I don't know about everyone else, so close to right at the end of the corner. Kind of makes it a little less interesting in case someone could maybe drag race or make it a little, if the start finish line was a little farther down, but that's just my opinion. But it certainly was a good race, and now it's 3-1. Three with Dovi, one of Mark in the last corner passes, and Mark was certainly thrilled with that. As he called it, he did a Dovi on Dovi. So it was a great race. And we'll have to see what's going to happen in the next round in Japan. As the championship continues, Mark certainly has it under control, and it's getting close to where he can get it wrapped up in the next race or two and next couple of races, because he has certainly been a dominant force this year in the way that he's always there up front. And so is Dovi, and so is Jorge, but Mark has certainly been consistent. And that starting off so strong, as we've seen late in the year, has made it almost impossible for anybody to close the gap down. So, another great MotoGP weekend, another great race in Thailand. The next race, as I said, will be in Japan. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.